Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 149 and counting. I want to welcome all you new listeners aboard, and I'll just go over a couple things in a minute about Blog Talk Radio, and all you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for keep coming back and supporting all this, these shows. All the animals need our help in some form or matter, and we are the animals' voices and must be heard. We got to, you know, take action is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. If we get on the phone, making them phone calls to our state representatives, I got some couple numbers I want to pass out. Now, if you want to call your state senator or state representatives, here's a number that you can call. You can call 24/7. And if after office hours, you could just leave a message. And someone, you know, they'll get back to you can call them back. But that number is 202 area code 224-3121. Press 1 for the senator and press 2 for your representative, and then it'll ask you to put in your zip code. And also the White House comment line is area code 202-456-1111. Everyone, all of our voices really do matter, so please get your voice out there and stand up for what you believe in and don't fall. Because without our voices out there, you know, the children, the elderly, the animals, they're helpless and voiceless and innocent. So, you know, they can't fight up before themselves. They can't call the police. They can't call up on this radio station to tell us how they're feeling. But anyway, my name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host of the show. There is a chat room that is open right now on Blog Talk Radio. You can sign in from the upper right-hand corner. You can sign in from if you have a Blog Talk account, or if, you can sign in from Facebook or Twitter, and you're more than welcome to come in. And also, if you want to, call during the last half hour of the show. We'll be taking calls for our guests, great guests tonight, and that area code is area code 917-388-4520. And just remember to press 1. And that area code is 917-388-4520. And press 1 with any questions or comments you have for the guests. And try to refrain from any noises in the background, radios, TVs, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. There is a big article on there. At the bottom, you can share. On the right-hand column, you can follow the PPJ Gazette Online. And it'll be when there's a new podcast coming up or new article, it'll be delivered to your primary email. And that's same with Blog Talk Radio. Right across from Marty's name, it says follow or reminder button to remind you of the show. And please spread the word, because on the left-hand side of the screen, you can share to all social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, the crosses, all of them, WordPress, Pinterest, you name it, it's there. There's none of them that's left out. But I want to go ahead and get going with the show. Like I said, if you have any questions or comments, last half hour of the show, and you're more than welcome to come in. And you can also listen to this show from the same number. And it's the same number every week, area code 917-388-4520. And that's on every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Okay, so I want to get started with the show. I want to give a big thank you out to Elizabeth Walker. She has set me up with so many great guests from the Humane Society of the United States. A big shout out and thank you to you, Elizabeth Walker. All these shows have been great. I mean, I looked them up, and the Voices Carry for Animals, 57, number 59, number 84, 85, number 89, 97, 99, and 142. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, and thank you to all these former guests from the Humane Society of the United States. This is awesome. But I want to go ahead and introduce him. This is another great guest from the Humane Society of the United States, Farm Animal Protection. His name is Chris Holborn, or something like that. I hope that's right, Chris. I want to bring you on board. Say that next name, Holbein, right?
Holbein, very close.
Holbein, there we go. We're going to get that right, straight right from the get-go. sorry about that. And he's the public policy director for Farm Animal Protection. I want to introduce you, Chris. How are you doing this evening? And welcome aboard. This is such an honor. Go right
ahead. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
The honor's mine, and I really just wanted to say you know, I love your show, but I was also just so inspired by what you said at the beginning. You're so right that every day we have choices to make, and we can make choices to promote a kinder world, whether it's calling representatives or choosing, you know, helping out a neighbor or choosing a certain meal over another. There's always ways we can help, and that was very inspiring what you said at the beginning, so thank you.
Hey, you're so truly welcome. I'm speaking from the heart, you know, because I have
absolutely
a lot of compassion, you know, not only for the animals, but the children, the homeless out there, the veterans, you know, the elderly. They all matter in our lives. You know, all lives matter, including all the animals. And if we don't speak up for them, Chris, they have no chance in this world. And we need a better, you know, safer and healthier world for them because they so well deserve. These animals they're awesome, and all of them, you know, just look at them, and they're out there in the world. We don't see a lot of them every day, but they're out there, and a lot of them are living outside 24/7 in the wild.
Yep.
You know, they need us, and they need to be protected, you know, prevention of cruelty. They need our protection 24/7, and whatever we can do to make it better, you know, for them. Taking action is the key. And that little, you know, put a little love in your heart and do this something for somebody, an animal or whatever, and make this a positive impact on this world, not a negative one. But
absolutely.
The Humane Society of the United States is the nation's largest and most effective animal welfare organization. Humane Society of the United States works in the United States abroad to protect all animals. A big shout out to the Humane Society of the United States and all staff for everything that you do. It's so heartfelt and meaningful and making a positive impact on this world. Thank you so much, and you're always welcome to this show. Any guest from the Humane Society is allowed on this show, and we'll keep coming on this show. Like I said, Chris, tonight would be you, number 10, from a guest from the Humane Society from different areas. And it's so awesome to have you on. But you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started? Right ahead.
Sure. And thank you so much for the kind words. And you're right. The Humane Society is doing a lot of good for animals. But it's not just the staff. It's our donors and our volunteers who just make the Humane Society and our movement in general just an incredible fighting force for animals and some truly historic victories over the years. So thank you to everybody who's spending time on their weekends, working hard for animals, and who's making donations. That's really what gives us our power. Debbie, to answer your question, I am from Massachusetts originally. I grew up there, and I, like I assume many of your listeners, was a huge animal lover growing up. We had dogs, we had cats, rabbit, snakes, all kinds of companion animals, parakeets. And I, when I was in middle school, a teacher showed me a video about what it's like behind the scenes of the meat, egg, and dairy industries these days. And I was shocked. I think, like most people, I just assumed that animals are treated fairly well. And you see so many logos on egg cartons or meat packages that have images of red barns or animals frolicking in fields, but it couldn't be further from the truth. The overwhelming majority of animals used for food these days are confined in what we call factory farms, and that is where they are treated more like units of production than the living, feeling creatures that they are. And that caused me to, at 15, to develop a lifelong passion for this work that's carried me up to the present day.
Mm-hmm. And what you're doing, Chris, out there is so inspiring, and just, you know, you're giving you got a big heart. Real men, real women, and real children of animals.
Absolutely.
We all come together, we make a huge impact on this world. You know, a positive impact. Yes.
You're right. And this
that.
Is an issue. Animal protection is an issue that transcends Democrats or Republicans, you know, Christians or atheists or Jewish folks or Muslim folks. People across the world agree that we need to treat animals with respect. And unfortunately, in our modern food system, we're falling far short. For example, one of the most atrocious abuses that we work to fight against is the extreme confinement to farm animals. For example, hens used for eggs are locked in cages so small they can't even extend their wings. Part of their beaks are sliced off with hot blades to prevent them from fighting in such stressful conditions. Male chicks are useless to the egg industry and are tossed into high-speed grinders. And it's horrific cruelty all the way around. But the one thing that we are really taking a stand on and making big progress on is the extreme confinement. We believe that animals should have enough room to at least express some natural behaviors, and we're making a lot of progress in requiring that hens be given enough space to spread their wings, to walk around a bit. Nothing dramatic, just a little bit less harsh of a life. And we also are making a lot of progress for mother pigs. And folks might have read the studies that mother pigs or pigs in general are as smart as dogs. Sometimes some scientists say they're even smarter. But unfortunately, for months at a time, mother pigs are locked in cages so small they literally cannot turn around. And these are, as I mentioned, intelligent animals, social animals. They're isolated in these horrible cages. And we're just fighting to require that they be given a bit more space so they can express the natural behaviors and be a bit less miserable.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's animal cruelty in the first degree with the kind of torture and, you know, what they're going through. It's so sad and heartbreaking. You know, you see them,
you're right.
See these, and there's no excuse for it because, you know, they're suffering. They don't deserve that. They don't deserve that kind of treatment. And just imagine, I mean, every day of your life, it's so cruel and just, you know, just so heartbreaking to even see photos, because I've seen photos and even signed petitions, you know, against it. And it is, oh, Chris, it's unbelievable. Because you put yourself
right.
in their feet or their paws, and you know that you feel what they feel, and that's how we decide, hey, I don't like seeing them videos, or I don't like seeing those horrific pictures. Well, if we don't like seeing it or seeing it on the news, it's time to do something about it, because I don't like seeing it either. But I'm going to do something about it instead of turning my head the other way or, you know, unnotice it or ignore it or just sweep, you know, put it on the back burner. Because our voices do matter. You know, whatever everybody can do out there, sign a petition, call your representatives. Our representatives and governors and senators, they're all involved in this too. They're a part of it. So when we connect with them, you know, and be nice and professional, polite, and get the word across, and the more of us that do that, especially, you know, coming and supporting Humane Society of the United States and all that they do, and they have all this, you know, huge amount of people behind them, that changes mm-hmm. is going to get made. And that's what it takes. It takes power
absolutely.
Of the people. You know, all of
and
us.
You're right. And it is cruelty when these animals are treated this way. And if, you know, if somebody did to dogs and cats what is commonly done to chickens and pigs, they'd be thrown in jail for cruelty to animals. And rightfully so. These animals are so abused. And thankfully, people across the country are speaking out. We're making real progress. And there's, you know, really two ways that people are making an impact. One is in their diet. Many people are choosing to reduce their consumption of these products, reducing their chicken consumption or their egg consumption or pork consumption because of how terrible these practices are. And if folks are interested, I highly encourage folks to visit humanesociety.org/meatlessmondays. Again, that's humanesociety.org/meatlessmondays. And there's all sorts of recipes and information about how you can choose meat-free meals on Mondays, delicious recipes, and information about how it'll not only benefit animals, but also benefits your health and the environment. So that's one way to help. And then the other way, as you mentioned, is to speak out with our elected officials, whether it's on the federal level with Congress and the president or on a state level. We really need people to keep voicing their opinion at key times and in key situations. And that's why if you go to humanesociety.org, our website, if you scroll down a bit, you can see a place to enter your email and your name. And that's a way that we can keep connected with you, because it needs to be very targeted. Just calling your state representative and telling him or her to protect animals, it gives them a lot of wiggle room. We need to work as a force so that when up in front of your state legislature or your Congress, your representatives, that they get a flood of calls from their members, people who know what they're talking about, have the talking points in hand, and to voice their opinion. So we always give you all the information you need. It's always easy just to make a quick 20-second call. Usually you're just talking to a secretary, and they just jot down what side that you're on. But I highly encourage people to get involved that way.
Yes, and you're right, because making those calls and hearing all of us, you know, coming together and saying, hey, we are the voices of the animals, and we're standing mm-hmm. up for them, you know, because the animals
yes.
and us, Chris, are all on this earth temporarily. So we got to make the best of it. Make the best for
That's
us.
A good way to put it.
Yeah, and because there's going to be a day we're not going to be here. So now we're looking at the future generations popping up, you know, of animals and children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and we're trying to make it best for them. We can't do nothing about the past, but what we can do is be better for the future, and that means so much right there, now and the future. You know, we can't change
Absolutely.
Things. We can't erase it. We can't, you know, go back in time and say, oh, well, we could change this. No, you can change it now and learn from it and just keep going and be a positive impact, bringing the negative into the positive. And we're not going to give up, because if we give up, Chris, we automatically lose, and that's not going to happen. You know, we're going to fight.
Absolutely.
And when I, you know, just like this radio, getting the platform, getting the word across, you know, you can listen to this show worldwide, unlimited listeners, you know, you can share it all over every social media, listen by phone. I mean, trying to get up there. I know I can't change them, but thousands of me like we can. And that's joining together as one, teaming up and saying, hey, you know, the more teamwork is amazing if you let it happen, you know, cooperation, involvement, dedication. And it's not that difficult to do, you know, just set your mind to it. And, you know, just like social media, all, you know, all the groups that I'm in that, out there, the media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, Pinterest, you know, you look at all these, you know, social media sites, I can bring up 5 tabs and share. I don't care if it's a petition
yeah.
or, you know, and I'm fast. And most of the,
mm-hmm.
just like on Humane Society of the United States, they have where the petitions, I even share them from there. You know, go to that, copy and paste the link, bam, it's on Facebook. And then please share this, because assign it and share, because that means so much. You know, I love you guys' petitions. Yeah, because they come with a letter, and, you know, you put your name, and I get informed and get text messages. This is awesome what happens, you know, to alert everybody.
Definitely. And I think you know, there's a lot of information on the internet where you can read it and you're not sure of the source or how accurate it is. If you sign up for the Humane Society's alerts, you know that you're getting accurate information. You know, some of my colleagues are some of the top lobbyists in the country, and they know who to call and when to call to really make an impact. So, you know, we've got some crucial fights coming up. I'd like to mention just one, if you don't mind, Debbie.
Yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Awesome.
Say what you need to say.
Yeah, so some of your listeners may recall the King Amendment. It's named after a representative from Iowa who's very hostile to animal protection issues. And if passed, this measure would block states from setting rules regarding meat and eggs sold in their borders. HSUS and our allies and advocates across the country have stopped it before, but we're in an even tougher political environment right now. So, and it would be absolutely devastating for so much of the work our movement has accomplished. It would strip back groundbreaking laws that we've passed in Massachusetts and in California and in many other states that we have coming up. So we can't let this pass, and I encourage folks, when they see an alert coming up in the next few months about the King Amendment in the Farm Bill, to take action.
Good. And not only take action, what the action you take, and just press share, you know, invite your friends and family, your coworkers, your neighbors, you know, also to
Definitely.
Get involved. Because the
Absolutely.
More of us come, you know, a peaceful armory, we don't have to get violent and all that stuff, but, you know, to spread the word, because once you spread the word, you know, that's when it gets a chain going, a human chain. And then this chain can get huge. I mean, I've seen so many petitions out there, Chris. Some of them, I mean, up there, 500,000, 600,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of people. I mean, if you think
True.
About it. Taking action, and it just didn't from, you know, it probably started, hey, this one go, you know, it's like the domino effect. This signs, this one shares, you know, keeps going. But I've seen the petitions, and that's, and I love that, because that means that, you know, you're seeing people that really care and they're taking the time, because it doesn't take that much time, you know, especially if you
you're
have
right.
to make that call or that sign that petition. It's just, you know, several minutes, maybe under 5 minutes. That's what it takes me, you know, take care of business and I'm moving on to the next, because I multitask, you know, I just, hey, I might jump over here, you know, I'm at all angles, you know.
Yeah, and calling is the best way to help. It absolutely, yeah, well, meeting in person with a representative or senator, if you have time, is always the most powerful way to make an impact. But short of that, calling makes a big difference. The petitions are great for getting people fired up, but in terms of what a legislator really looks at, he or she will consider the number of calls they've gotten on an issue, and then lower down that is emails and petitions. So I know for some folks there's a little bit of nervousness about making a call. You almost never speak to the legislator directly. You speak to a receptionist or an intern who takes down your number, and then they calculate how many people called. And, you know, there's a lot of cynicism right now in our country, people thinking their voices don't matter, there's a lot of money in politics, and that's absolutely true. There is too much money in politics, and that has too much of an influence. But at the end of the day, these representatives, these senators, they're accountable to you and I. They need the votes to keep their job. And it truly does. I've seen time and time again where legislators are moved by the amount of constituent interest in a certain issue, and they will then do the right thing for animals.
Mm-hmm. And all the audience out there, you know, when you're contacting, like you know, Chris was saying, you know, when you speak, you know, just like when you go out and vote, you know, how important it is to go out and vote. And you just don't want to just go out there and vote and not ever contact them, because they'll think everything's smooth, going all right, and they don't hear from us, then okay. So please do your part. You know, don't wait for the other person to do it for you. Step up to the plate and say, hey, I'm not just a number in this world. My voice does matter.
You're so right. Our job as voters and citizens doesn't end on election day. It's just getting started.
Right.
And we've got Democrats and Republicans in the Congress and state legislatures that do the right thing for animals. And part of that is they're just good people and caring, but also partly they know that their constituents want them to do the right thing for animals. And that's we talk so much about the federal level, Congress, the president, but so much of what's happening in an important sense for farm animals and other animals is on the state level. And I encourage folks to find out who their state representative are, who their state senator are. Put those numbers in your cell phone. So when you find out about an issue, you can take action. But even more than that, signing up for the Humane Society's alerts, we'll always just send to you the phone number, the right person to call, at the right time to call. So that takes a lot of the guesswork out of having to follow the news and scour the newspaper every day to find stories about animals. This is a way that you'll always be on top of things.
Yeah, because you guys got even your Facebook page, all the audience out there, the Facebook page out there, even for the farm animals, all their information is up to date. It's so informative, educational, a lot of awareness of what's going on. Just check them out. Press like if you haven't already. I know their website is awesome too. I take a lot of action on there on your website, and I share it too, Chris. I just, from all the social media sites too, because I feel, hey, I'm going to pass this along to some of my friends. And I use my Facebook page strictly for advocacy, nothing personal, all advocacy.
Right.
Because then you got the cyber bullies and the hackers sitting on the sidelines, so you don't want to put your
go to Facebook or Twitter and enter in the search Humane Society of the United States Farm Animal Protection, you'll come to our pages. And you're right, that's another great way to stay connected. The power of social media to do good is tremendous when you do it wisely. And as mentioned before, don't just settle for the petitions. You want to be making calls at the right time and to the right person, and it can make a huge impact. And I should also mention that another aspect of our work on farm animal protection is getting corporations to move in the right direction. And we've had so much success getting large corporations to do the right thing, to start moving towards better treatment of these animals. And one of the most pressing issues that we have right now are chickens raised for meat. I spoke earlier about the horrors inflicted on chickens used for eggs and how they're locked in these tiny cages. The chickens used for meat are not locked in cages, but we often say that their body is like a cage. And the reason we say that is because these birds are genetically manipulated to grow so large, so fast, that their legs and their lungs and their heart can't keep up. And they often become crippled or die of heart attacks just inches away from their food or water. These birds are seen as disposable. They're not valued as much by the industry as they should. And we're raising a ruckus and working with corporations to say that we need better treatment of these birds. And it's eight billion birds each year are abused in this way. And there's all sorts of other abuses inflicted on them. So we're encouraging, one, while these conditions are occurring, for people to ask themselves, is that really something they want to support? Next time you're at Chipotle, instead of a chicken burrito, you can consider the sofritas, the tofu option, or just beans, rice, and all the good veggies they got. So that's one thing, is choosing our as you said earlier, voting with our wallets. The other way you can make an impact is by letting corporations know that you want better treatment for chickens and for other farm animals, and then, of course, letting your lawmakers know that as well when a bill is introduced. So there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. We've got a long way to go, but it's really, you know, the reason I like working on farm animal issues, Debbie, is that everyone eats. Everyone who can afford food sits down to eat three times a day. And most of us have the financial ability to make choices, oftentimes more humane choices or even more affordable than crueler choices. So, you know, when we choose to eat, whether it's switching from cage eggs to cage-free or, you know, choosing a bean enchilada over a chicken sandwich, it all adds up and it all makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And to know, and just like I've had, you know, several, you know, shows talking about Meatless Monday, that's a great idea. That is an awesome idea. And,
absolutely.
You know, because from when we're a baby to, you know, whenever we pass away, our health means so much out there. I mean, so much.
Yep.
From, you know, all ages, not just, oh, it's good for this age, but it's okay to slide this age. No, it's our whole life. And to start them out young in these schools and let them know what is going on with these animals before it hits the shelf. I mean, there's some abuse going out there that is, it's so gut-wrenching and so mind-blowing. I've seen, you know, these, I couldn't even finish watching with the slaughterhouses on YouTube, you know, the factory farming. It's like these animals don't deserve this. You know, pigs in small cages, they can't even move or socialize, you know, sleep. And what do they call the crates? There's a name
for the station
crates.
You're right. Yep.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And I look at that, I say, this is so wrong. It needs to stop. Let them live in comfort. It's like total animal slavery, animal bullying, you know, keeping it and not letting them move or enjoy themselves. And I seen Crystal, and I thought it was awesome. You're a big follower of Esther the Wonder Pig, and I love Esther the Wonder Pig.
Esther the Wonder Pig's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. She is amazing. And the audience out there, she has her own Facebook page. So if you can't, go by and press like, because she is wonderful. I mean, just, you know, a big pet, and the dog gets along with her, you know.
It's amazing how much good Esther and her two dads and her canine friend have done. They, you know, they're causing a lot of people to rethink how farm animals are treated. And it's such an upbeat way to get out the message. But you mentioned, you know, the Meatless Mondays, and it's easier than it's ever been before because of the range of great products that are available now. You've got companies like Gardein, which is Gardein, producing amazing products that taste like meat and that have the mouthfeel of meat, and they're packed of protein, but they're completely made of plant proteins and spices. You've got non-dairy cheeses that such as Daiya, which is spelled D-A-I-Y-A, that are really delicious and that you know, often fool people who weren't even realizing that what they're going to be served is plant-based. And so even just reducing, HSUS is a big tent organization that works with everyone. Most of our members are meat eaters, but we're looking to work with people who are willing to take the next step in the direction to help farm animals.
And you're doing an outstanding job too, you know, bringing all the awareness out there. And audience out there, if you go to the main Humane Society of the United States website, there are petitions and how you could take action. If I do a search, I put take action or petitions, it's going to lead me all kind of links to where I want to take action at or sign the petition or get more awareness on. It's so educational and the awareness is there. You can help out. you wonder how you can help out, just visit their website, because they have everything there. You know, make those calls to your reps and your senators and even the governor, because all of us together combined, we're not going to discriminate here. We're not going to break them down, but working as a team, as one. You know, that's what this world needs more of, Chris, is more kindness and stop the discrimination and ugliness and the hatred and the prejudice and violence. Because we need more love in this world, more kindness, respect, dignity. And that goes for animals, too. You know, they deserve
absolutely
to be treated right. All of them.
And
every single one of them.
You're so right. And, you know, when we the way we treat different animals in our country, you know, we shower so much attention on our dogs and cats, and justifiably so. You know, my cat Ray Ray is, you know, my wife and I love her, and we do everything we can to keep her happy and to keep her healthy. But, you know, you ask yourself, well, why do we treat some animals so well and then treat some animals so terribly, when all of them can feel pain, all of them can suffer? And it's something that's it's an exciting time. I think the Humane Society, I think a lot of other groups have realized over the past couple decades that we can't just be fighting for dogs and cats and the animals who are most popular, such as, you know, whales or elephants. We need to be fighting for all of these animals, because and reducing animal suffering as much as possible.
Yeah, because a lot of them, they go through mental suffering every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just,
mm-hmm.
you know, so much cruelty going on and suffering from, you know, just being in a cage by themselves is enough, you know, mental cruelty on them. And they, you know, just like with these shelters and stuff, they're in there, and it's good that they're in safety, but it's better that they're in a tender, loving, caring home, too, because that's what really matters. And I don't know if you heard, Chris, over the weekend they had clear the shelters, right? Got all your pets at home, and then, but there's the ones in the shelters, and some of them get put down, you know, every like 5,000 every day. But clear the shelters, the last time it was for one day, but they're still getting numbers in, was the last, was it 73,000 adoptable pets got adopted, you know, so I think that was great news. And that took a big human chain of reaction of telling us about this event, you know, getting the word out and stuff like that. So that's showing people the care. But these other animals, just like, you know, just like you just said, the other ones need attention too. They don't, they need our help. They need our voices to make their lives better. You know, because there's some of them there, you just look at elephants in circuses and zoos. And, you know, some of them, it's like, whoa, I couldn't live like that. It's just like being in jail. I mean, they're safe, but it's like they're living in jail. And they're not living their normal life that they should be. So it's like,
and that's a lot of times what you'll hear from the meat and egg industry, the factory farming lobbyists, is they'll say, well, the animal is safe from predators in a cage. And you say, well, that's meaningless, because the animal's life is miserable in a cage if she can't turn around or can't move. So a lot of bogus arguments put out there, as you mentioned, by the circus industry, but also by the factory farming industry, because they're worried. They know that people, you know, like your listeners, are increasingly rejecting this extreme cruelty. And we should keep doing so. You know, we have a voice. Animals, they don't speak English. They can't communicate to other people as effectively as we can communicate. So we need to continue to speak out, and we have opportunities on a daily basis to do so.
Yes, and opportunity. And if you see animal cruelty out there, everyone, report it. You know, just like child abuse or elder abuse. If you see an animal, just like, you know, tied to a tree in a hot car, you know, you see these, I've seen these horrific videos on farm animals being hit, punched, you know, hit with pitchforks. I mean, this is so inhumane. This is front lines cruelty on them. You know, pigs just laying beside one another on the ground in these crates, and it's like, whoa, they got to have a better life than that, because that is torture. That's cruelty. and we have
and
to
some
do,
of the,
do something. Yeah, go ahead.
Some of the law, and one of the things that I work on, working on legislation, is are what are called ag gag bills. And that's a whole type of bill that's meant to block people from ever finding out in the first place what's going on behind the scenes. Because they know, the factory farmers who abuse animals in these conditions know that the worst thing that we can do is simply to expose what's going on, is to document the cruelty and show it to the media and show it to the public. So what's absolutely absurd is that instead of making reforms to how these animals are treated, some of these companies and their lobbyists in Congress and in the state capitals are pushing for measures that would punish the brave people that expose that cruelty in the first place. And so those are called ag gag laws. And if you hear of one in your state, please, please take action. Those are critical to stop those because, if we cannot expose what's going on in those facilities, then the public will never find out.
That's right. And if there's nothing to hide, there's nothing to worry about. But the
Absolutely.
Ones I've seen, it's like, whoa. You know, I mean, there's cameras all over the place, Chris. There's, you know, they're, I mean, on the roads and the banks and the stores. I mean, the place,
yep.
You know, hospitals, schools. So why should they be excluded from any cameras? It's just this kind of world we live in. That's what we need for, you know, protection and prevention. Because this is.
And we work
Yeah, go ahead.
We work with responsible farmers across the country who say exactly what you're saying, Debbie. If there's nothing to hide, you know, then we shouldn't be passing these terrible laws, these terrible ag gag laws. You know, we responsible farmers are proud of what they do. And the factory farming industry, when they try to block anyone from seeing what's going on behind the scenes, they don't just make themselves look bad, they make all of agriculture look bad. And that's unfair to the responsible farmers, and that's why we work with them time and time again to say, no, ag gag bills are the wrong path. Instead, we need to treat animals better and ensure that we are producing safer food. And that's another point that I'd love to bring up is when animals are abused, when farm animals are abused like this and they're locked in cages so small they can't move, disease spreads like wildfire. You've got with these hens in cages so small they can't even lift their wings. You think about the stress of and what the toll it takes on their body and their immune system, and it leaves them susceptible to things like salmonella, which is a dangerous bacteria that so often is showing up in eggs and sickens thousands and thousands of Americans every year. And then you also consider when there's so many animals packed into those cages right next to each other, the disease can spread through a facility in no time. So not only are these reforms that we're fighting for producing food that's causing less animal suffering, but it's producing food that is less likely to sicken consumers in the first place. And this is something, you know, even people who don't care at all about animals can agree we need to make these changes to protect our families. You know, salmonella from eggs is extremely dangerous to anyone, but it can even be fatal for the elderly and for children. So these reforms are valid for many reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that cruelty, just how they're being treated, things have got to change out there and for the better for them. They don't deserve that, you know, pain and agony and torture and vicious attacks that they're going through. It's so sad and heartbreaking, Chris. It breaks your heart. And then but you're knowing you're trying to do something about it, and with the people out there coming together and doing their part, it can be done. You know, you never say never, and just to get the awareness out there, because you know I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm too busy, you know, I work too much, or with their you know families. No, you can understand, but take 15 minutes out of your day, you know, half hour.
Yeah.
I can do so much in 15 minutes. It's unbelievable because, I've gotten so fast at it. that, hey, it's worth it to me. When those victories come through, I'm ready to jump to the ceiling and say, hey, I can't take credit, but I am involved, you know. So,
oh, you absolutely can take credit. I mean, you and many others who make those calls. I mean, we don't send out those alerts, you know, just to keep people reading our emails. These are critical actions that people could take at critical times. And you're right. In just a minute or so a day, you know, when you get an alert from the Humane Society, if you sign up for our email list or if you follow us on Facebook, those actions, calling a legislator, will take maybe a minute, less than 2 minutes, certainly. It's so easy, and it really, really does make an impact when it's well-timed and it's well-orchestrated.
Mm-hmm. Because I know how much, like within an hour, how much stuff I can get done. It's unbelievable. Because I'm so fast,
yep.
It makes my head spin. Make calls, you know, cybertasis,
yep.
Go this one, that one. I mean, just keep moving so fast. It's like, wow, I got to take a break.
And even if you don't have a minute to spare, you know, as we talked about before, the food choices, the Meatless Mondays, it doesn't take any longer to prepare a meatless dish on a Monday than it does, you know, a plate of chicken or steak. So that's one way that each of us can help every Monday, or, you know, if people want to expand on it, then that's great. So there's many ways to help. There's a lot of suffering out there, but each of us can make a very real difference.
Yes, and never think, audience out there, that you can't, because you can. I mean, just by just listening, you know, interested in on the awareness and everything. Don't turn your head or close your eyes, or just closing your eyes is not going to make the problems go away. They're going to be there the next day and the next day and the next day. And to make that change, just, you know, do your part. All of us together can make that. I think I've read this one thing one time, Chris. It says one person can make a difference, but together we can rock this world. And that is so true.
Mm.
And
absolutely.
I kept that in my head. I said, wow, you know, the more of a human chain come together, hold hands, and to help these animals out for the better. Guess who especially thanks us? The animals, to make them
yep.
a better life and a safer life to live in. Because there's a lot of them out there, everyone, that's suffering, and they can't call us. They can't tell us. We're just going by what you know, what's being seen out there, what's being spread around, and what's coming up front lines to see them, you know, suffering like this. And there's no sense in it. There's no reason, you know, if we pass them by and ignore it, that means we're part of the problem, not the solution. And I always like to be a part of the solution and not just talk about it. I want to do action. That's my main key, is to take action and help and talk to other ones and take an action with me. Because we do all do matter. All lives matter, including all the animals, and treat them with dignity and respect. Animal rights granted, not violated. They shouldn't be denied. And if we can't stand up for them, they don't stand a chance at all, Chris. It's sad.
Yeah.
So we cannot
Absolutely.
Give up on what we're doing. We got to keep on. And whether it's, you know, I'll fight till the end. I will fight till the day I die. Because I feel like, hey, I'm like, I was put on this earth for a reason. I'm doing this for a reason, and to get, you know, more people. And I've seen so many. I've recruited so many people that never had anything to do with, you know, they loved animals, but they never stepped up to the plate to help them, the ones in need. And they said, thank you, Debbie, for help. You know, lead me that way, because I woke up, and that's what, you know, I had to wake up at one time also. To see it, you know, and say, oh, there's something needs to be done
yep.
here, you know, and realize it. And just seeing it, you know, seeing new bad news articles or, you know, social media, it's like viewing videos, even listening to this show, it helps out.
Mm-hmm.
But that take action is the key. But, you know, whatever, like Humane Society of the United States is a great landmark for everybody to come together and do something,
yeah.
you know. Be a part of it, just like Facebook, they connect. The social media, the power of social media is so powerful. And it works. I've seen it happen too many times. You know, where these petitions, oh, this one's taken off, bam, and here comes a victory. And then this one slows down. You know, the petition holders out there, they gotta download the signatures and connect with the legislator, just like Humane Society does, you know, any of them. And coming together and, you know, treating them with dignity and respect, because that's what matters. You know, you don't have to get irate or, you know, violent or anything like that. You just talk to them professionally, because that's what they want. You know, they're not, it's not their fault. You know, so you got to treat them. They didn't start it. Talk to them, and that's when you connect. And because I call my reps, I always talk to them with dignity and respect. You know, I never hardly get through to them, you know, the representatives, whether, but I treat them with dignity and respect too. And they, and I get it back. And that's with everything, not just with the representatives or anybody out there. It comes a long way.
You're so right. So, you know, signing up at humanesociety.org and exploring the website, there's so many different ways to get involved, whether your issue is farm animals or stopping puppy mills or fighting for animals in laboratories. There's so much that needs to be done right now. And, you know, by getting on our email list, you'll get timely updates and also connect and start to meet different people in your community who are like-minded. And as you so eloquently said, Debbie, the more of us who join together and fight for these issues, the better. All these victories that we're having for animals every day, it's not, you know, HSUS staffers, we play an important role, but the reason that lawmakers or corporations listen to us is because they know that we have some of the most smart and thoughtful and caring and compassionate supporters around, and that those supporters will let their voice be known. And so it's making history. So it's an exciting time to be an animal advocate. It's an exciting time in the farm animal reform movement. We've got a lot of work to do, and I'd love to have each of your viewers, listeners join us.
Yes, definitely. And like I said, all the audience out there, you know, if you haven't already, check out the website, the Humane Society of the United States website and Facebook pages and Twitter. And there's a Humane Society Legislative Fund on Facebook. I share a lot of stuff from there also. Whatever I can do to get the word out there, not just with myself. You know, I see a lot of petitions where I pass out and they say signed. And I feel like, so, and share too. You know, press
absolutely
that share button. Because that like
the
button
share
don't do no justice.
Yep, you can multiply your impact every time by rounding up your friends and family. And, you know, if it's a issue in your state, just sending out the alert to everybody you know who lives in your state. If it's an issue that's in front of Congress, letting all your friends and family in the United States know. So multiplying your impact is something we should always be looking at by mobilizing others.
Oh yeah, that's what it means so much, Sue. Bring more, recruit more in. Say, hey, we're part of this. Because I wonder if we had a government where they said, hey, what we say goes, and that's it.
Right.
We wouldn't no part of it. We wouldn't like that too much, would we? I mean, that'd be out of control. So
we're so fortunate to live in a democratic government,
yes,
or a democratic country. It's certainly far from perfect, but there are, you know, I've seen it time and time again. Our voices do matter, and we're making big impacts for animals. And there's some important fights coming up, and you know, whether it's getting chickens and pigs out of these horrible cages, or getting reforms made for the chickens used for meat, who are so terribly abused and often crippled by the time they're just a few weeks old. There's a lot of good stuff coming up, so I really encourage your listeners to stay engaged and to keep listening to this show. And I know we'll have Humane Society staffers back on to give you updates. And
yes, and have
keep
you back on too. Yeah, have you
that'll
back
be,
on.
That'd be an honor.
The more exposure, Chris, the better. You know, the faster the meaningful changes will be made. Yeah, you're welcome. Absolutely. Back anytime. And I'll be in contact with you because, you know, because like I said, there are more Humane Society people to come on and the guests and this more, you know, alertness you get. Hey, what's going on? What's happening? Or the truth and reality of it. Instead of, because some people have no clue what's going on. You know, they get so busy that they don't know what is happening behind the closed doors out there. You know,
right.
It's enough to watch the news and what's going on here, but now we're going to be with the animals and see what's going on with them. And then
absolutely.
Some of the treatment is just so bad. And just, you know, it's just totally unacceptable. They don't need to be treated like that. You want to see them live in peace and freedom and happiness and, you know, compassion for animals. That's what we need more of out there. And then just give them the chance. Because how could anybody, you know, we can't blame it on the animals. We've got to blame it on the human beings. Because the animals, they can't fight for themselves. And that,
sure.
We're the ones that can change things, you know, get things better for them.
And
so
a way,
awesome.
And a great resource that people should check out if they want to delve deeper into these issues is Wayne Pacelli, who's the head of the Humane Society of the United States, published a book a couple of years back called The Humane Economy. And it's really talking about how voters and consumers are pushing envelope forward to creating an economy that thrives and that does well and that produces that causes less animal suffering, healthier products for people. It's a really inspiring, fun read. And again, it's called The Humane Economy by Wayne Pacelli, which is Pacelle. And I think your listeners would really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. And thanks for giving out that information. But
sure.
Oh, yeah. But we're down there a couple minutes here, Chris. Holbein,
sure.
I got it right, right?
You nailed it. You nailed it. Thank you.
I nailed it.
It's
see?
A tricky one.
But I want to really thank you for coming on tonight and looking forward to having you back on again. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I have. I know the audience is out there and everyone just, you know, please go check out the website if you haven't already, Humane Society of the United States. And take action, you know, get involved, take that time out to, you know, whatever you can help out with, because it's so meaningful, inspiring, and you're really helping out the animals, especially, because they need all of us. They need us each and every day, some form or matter. So do your part and step up to the plate and help them out. And check them out on Facebook if you haven't already. Share it, you know, get them out there in the, you know, social media, and just, you know, push that share button. The like button don't serve any justice, but the share button does. I wish they would remove this like button, but they won't. But anyway, audience out there.
It's all such good advice.
Just tell them, hey, remove that thing so more people push the share button.
I like it. And again, the website to connect with us is just humanesociety.org, and we'd love to have you join this fight. As you explained so well, Debbie, you know, there's no better way to spend one's life than to in the service of others and in the service of those who are less fortunate than we are. And these animals are in such desperate need of our help. And it's so satisfying to, you know, at the end of the day, to know that you've spoken out and that you've helped create a kinder world. So I'm so grateful both to you and to all your listeners who are engaging in this issue.
Yes, and you're so welcome, and thanks for all you do too, Chris. And audience out there, thank you for listening in. I hope you come back next week. It's going to be Chris Wilkinson about kids and dogs in hot cars, deaths. I hope you join in, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. Voices Care for Animals, please spread the word, because that's how we get changes made, is connecting and putting a human chain together and doing our part. making those phone calls, emails, sign petitions, wizard websites. But Wednesday night is Debbie Coffey. She has Wild Horse and Burro Radio on Wednesday nights, Wild Horse Wednesdays. Thursdays is Whistleblowers with Marty Oakley. We've got some awesome advocates here. Friday is Vietnam Vets Agent Orange Advocates, and Sunday is Elder Abuse Guardianship Abuse. So everyone, you can get that at times and days on the PPJ Gazette Online. And I want to wish everybody a happy and safe and relaxing evening, and hope to see you all next week. Thank you, Chris, for coming on, and looking forward to having you back on again. And
it was a real
God
treat.
Bless
thank you,
you
Debbie.
All. Thank you. This has been such an honor. Can't thank you enough. And thank you, Elizabeth Walker. You see her, Chris, tell her, okay? Thanks so
absolutely.
Much.
She's great. She's a great advocate.
Oh,
thank you,
Debbie. Great. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.